神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we'll have our little talk together.
又再次我们可以一起来谈一谈。
In many of our lives, there are issues that we have to face sometime.
在我们的人生当中呢，有很多时候我们必须要去面对我们的问题。
Issues of fear.
比如说害怕。
Of guilt, of failure.
或者是失败，或者是罪恶感。
Emotional pain and sometimes embarrassment.
情绪的里面的伤痛或者是呢里面的羞耻感
You see, fear we've talked about a lot and what it does to us
我们曾经谈过恐惧害怕对我们的影响很大
As well as the other things that I have mentioned
那其他的我也谈过
And some of us, they are big issues
那其中呢有一些情况是事实上是很严重的
But with our very human nature and ourselves, we do not want to face them, we do not want others to see them.
以我们自然的人性来说呢，它的自然反应是我们不喜欢去面对这些问题，而且也不希望别人知道我们有这种问题。
So we use many deceitful ways so that others cannot identify these things that are hurting or there are issues in our lives.
所以我们就用很多的方法来蒙骗把它盖起来好让别人没有看到我们里面的真的这些问题
It's really marvelous, I guess you would call it, to see how man can, do so many, many things to cover up the bad or the wrong or the hurtful things in their lives.
当我们知道人所用的这种蒙骗的方法就是掩饰的方法的话你会很惊讶竟然有那么多的方法在我们里面的这些伤害或者是不对的事情我们可以把它这样子盖起来
I guess it's because man is born self-centered
因为基本上人生出来就是自我中心的
Through some training and through some other attitudes that have been shown and that we have been shown we keep down a lot of this and try to show a good face
我们基本上呢我们因为经过一些训练有一些啊，好像培养或修养呢我们就把它掩盖起来好让我们有一个很好的颜面
But I want to talk to you about some of the things that you may do or others may do to cover your fears and to cover your guilt and your failures and your emotional problems.
那我今天要跟你谈一谈有哪些方面呢我们会把它用来掩饰我们里面的害怕失败或者是伤害或者是愧疚。
I want to give you some illustrations that comes from the Bible.
我要从圣经里面跟你讲例子。
The Bible is a wonderful, marvelous book to show us what man is.
圣经是非常奇妙的神的话语呢，它可以让我们看到人的真面目。
It gives us so many illustrations.
而且给我们很多例子。
You know, anger is one of the ways that we show and that we try to cover up our fear sometimes or our guilt.
生气呢有时候呢是我们用来掩饰我们里面的害怕或愧疚的一个方法。
There was a king in the New Testament times named Herod.
在新约圣经新约时代呢有一个王叫希律。
Three men visited him from the east. They were men who were astronomers, very learned men.
曾经有三个从东方来的很有智慧很有学问的人来拜访希律王
They had seen a very large a star that they had not seen before
他们看到了一个很稀奇从来没有看过的一个大星
They were sure a great king had been born
他们很确定说呢有一位很伟大的一个王出生了
They traveled to Jerusalem.
所以他们就来到耶路撒冷城市。
And there they met the king.
他们就来到这个王的这里。
And he was speaking to them, and they told them that they were looking for the young king, the one that was just born.
他们来问这个国王说呢，刚诞生的这个王呢，这个婴儿在哪里呢？
He said, prophecy says it shall be born in Bethlehem. So when you find that king, that small child that's going to be king, please come back and tell me so I can worship him.
这个希律王就对这三个聪明的博士说呢，请你去看看，因为先知的预言说这个婴儿会诞生在伯利恒城，如果你找到了，可要回来告诉我，我也可以去敬拜他。
Now inside that king was very fearful.
事实上这个国王里面心里面是很害怕。
He was not showing it to anyone, but suppose there was this young one sent from heaven that would be king,then he wouldn't be king anymore.
他心里的害怕的是说呢，如果这个婴孩真的像这几个聪明的人所讲的要成为国王的话，那他自己的话不是就没有这个国王的位置了吗？
Now he tried to cover up with a nice face.
那他就把这样的害怕把它掩饰起来。
But when the wise men did not come back, that face was gone and anger took its place.
那藏在里面的那个脸呢，就在这三个博士没有回来之后呢，就凸显出来了，他就生气了。
He had every child under two in Bethlehem killed.
他竟然把所有的两岁以下的孩子都杀掉。
You see, he had fear. The issue was fear.
那事实上他是害怕。
And it came out in a tremendous anger.
他外面用的方法是生气。
So maybe at times when you are so very angry,
很多时候你在很生气的时候，
it's just covering up for the fears or maybe the guilt that you feel inside.
有很多时候是在掩饰你里面的害怕或者是罪恶感、愧疚。
Let's look at another trait that comes up from these.
再看一看另外一个特质。
Sometimes we analyze something.
有时候我们在分析的时候
You see, that's an attempt to explain your failure or your embarrassment.
有时候那是在掩饰你里面的失败或者是羞耻感。
There was a king named Saul.
有一个扫罗王。
Now, there was a prophet also named Samuel.
然后那个时候有一个先知，为神说话的先知叫做撒母耳。
There was a tribe of people that troubled the Israelites called the Amalekites.
曾经有一个民族呢，他们对以色列人呢，就是一个他们的外犯，那就是亚玛利人。
Samuel came to the king Saul and said, "You must go to the Amalekites and destroy everything."
这个撒母耳先知就来到扫罗王这里，告诉他说：“你一定要去把这个亚玛利人灭掉。
Nothing's to be left. Nothing's to be taken.Everything's to be destroyed.
包括所有的东西、财产呢，都要把它毁掉。
Saul went.
扫罗就去了。
But as they were destroying some of the people and Saul himself, they saw all of the gold, the silver, the fine clothes, and all of this. Plus, Saul in his heart thought, I could take Agag back, which was the king, and show my victory.
那这个扫罗王呢，跟他的百姓们去到那里，把这个亚玛利人征服之后呢，看到他们那些很好的那些金银啦，还有一些宝物啦，就这样想说，我要把这个王带回去，让他们看到我的凯旋。
When Saul got back, Samuel came.
当扫罗一回去的时候，撒母耳就来了。
Saul said, "We've destroyed everything, Samuel."
扫罗就跟这个撒母耳说呢，我们把所有的东西都毁掉了。
Samuel looked at him and said, "Then why do I hear the sheep bawling?"
可是这个时候，撒母耳就说，那为什么我还听到有羊在叫的声音呢？
You see, at first, Saul the king was denying that there was anything wrong, for he said, "We have done it all already."
首先，这个扫罗就用这样的话来掩饰，他就跟撒母耳说呢，我们都已经做好了。事实上呢，他里面是有一些亏心事的。
Even little children use the denial.
有时候小孩子他们也很会来否认。
I didn't do that.
我没有做啊。
And they go on to try to show, and you know that they did do it.
他们继续的跟你证明，可是事实上是做了。
But then we notice not only that, but he tried to justify what he did.
他不但这样做了，做了不该做的，而且呢，他还要把他做的呢，用一个借口来自圆其说。
By analyzing it.
他是用这种分析的方法。
He said, now, Samuel, the people wanted to keep some of it back.
当他被揭穿之后，他就跟撒母耳说呢，是这些百姓要的。
And in a sense, he was saying, we didn't think it would really do much harm.
而且呢，我们心里面不认为说这有什么伤害。
We always do that. We always bring some of the spoils back.
以前呢，总是会把战利品带回来的。
So you see, he was analyzing to try to justify what he did.
所以他用这种找借口、自圆其说的方法，用这种分析的方法来掩饰他里面的这些感觉。
Many times an unfaithful husband.
有时候一个不忠诚的、不忠贞的一个丈夫。
When you confront him, he will deny it.
你去面对他的问题的时候呢，他否认。
And then he'll begin to analyze. This is a friend that I have at work, and often we have to work, and then I take her out to eat.
他可能会跟你找借口说呢，因为我们一起工作是同事，所以我常常会带他去吃饭。
And then when it gets serious, he begins to justify himself. He begins to say, she's nice to me. She lifts me up. She builds me up. This is something you don't do.
他会用一些借口，比如说呢，因为这个女孩子呢，她呢，对我非常的好，而且她懂得怎么样来帮助我，来支持我，而你从来不这样做。
You see, these are the things we use to avoid being truthful and being honest and really looking at the issues in our life.In reality,
这些都是我们用来掩饰那些真实的、诚实的一些我们里面的问题的层面。
Blaming, today we call it the blame game.
包括责备这种责备、责怪别人这种游戏，也是一种掩饰的方法。
Always somebody else's fault.
总是别人的错。
In the Bible, the very first man, Adam and Eve, they.Were made by God pure and holy.
人类第一个被造的人亚当还有夏娃，他的妻子夏娃呢，被神造的时候是非常完美圣洁的。
But they disobeyed God.
但是他们不听神的话。
And when God came to meet them face to face,
当神来面对他们的时候。
Do you think that Adam was ready to say, Lord, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, forgive me? No.
你认为做错事的这个亚当第一个男人，他是不是已经预备好跟神说对不起，是我错了，我实在是觉得很愧疚。
He pointed at his wife and he said, the woman that you gave me is the one that enticed me to eat it.
他不但没有这样说，反而呢，指向他的妻子说，你看你给我的这个女人呢，都是她让我去吃的。
You see, Adam was actually blaming God.
事实上，亚当是在责怪神。
That's not unusual.
这个不足为奇。
People blame God for things when they say that they don't even believe in God.
对于那些不相信有神的人呢，他们有事情发生的时候还是会怪神。
But this can be quite a thing in the lives of people to cover up their own guilt and their own emotional pain.
通常有很多人会用这种责怪别人来掩饰自己里面的一些伤痛或者是一些过去的经验。
A simple thing like maybe a knife that breaks.
比如说呢，一把刀子已经坏了。
And immediately the person says, well, it had to be somebody has been using this in the wrong way and has weakened it.
马上就想到说，一定是谁错用了这把刀子，把它用坏了。
Their whole life seems that the first thought they have is to blame someone else.
每一次呢，事情一发生呢，总是要责怪某一个人。
Because they don't want any more emotional hurt.
因为他们不希望里面有再多的这种情绪。
My friend, is that the way you're living?
是不是你就是这样子呢?
Are you always blaming someone else?
你总是在责怪别人吗?
This merely is you use this to avoid facing your emotional pain or maybe your guilt or maybe the fact that you have embarrassment.
这可能是你用这样的方法去怪罪别人，用法来掩饰你里面的这种伤害，曾经有的伤痛，或者是里面有罪恶感，或者是有羞耻感。
You know it's your own fault, but you're always ready to find someone else to blame for this.
明明是自己的这种错误呢，可是呢，却想要找别人来顶罪。
You know what defiance is, don't you?
你知道什么叫做违抗的特性吧？
It's when your children stand up and look you face into your face and said, try to prove that.
有时候你的孩子会面对你说，你证明给我看啊。
In the Bible, the wise, the scribes and the Pharisees use this on Jesus a lot.
在圣经里面呢，犹太人里面的法利赛人还有文士，就是这些宗教家呢，常常用这种方法来面对耶稣。
There was a lawyer one time that he asked Jesus a question and Jesus answered the question.
有一次一个律法师就来问耶稣一个问题，耶稣就回答了。
But he didn't want Jesus to look like he was proving the answer.
但是呢，他却不去承认耶稣已经给他答案。
Because Jesus had told him that the two greatest commandments was to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, and spirit, and to love your neighbors as yourself.
耶稣的回答是最大的诫命，人呢，领受从天上最大的诫命呢，应该是尽心、尽力、尽意的爱神，还有爱人要像爱自己一样。
You see, he had a guilty heart.He had a spirit of defiance, and so he said, "Who is my neighbor?"
但因为他有这种违抗的、抵挡的这种里面的那种特质呢，所以他就问了一句话。他说呢，那你说要爱邻居，那谁是我的邻居呢？
He was trying to say, "Prove what you have to say."
意思是说呢，你证明给我，让我知道谁是我的邻居啊。
So this defiant spirit may be covering up embarrassment.
那这有时候呢，是一种。对于那种自己里面的那种不好意思的一个掩饰。
You see, it has a way, even in fear and in guilt, you want your defiant when people try to point their finger at it.
有时候呢，连你自己里面有害怕啦，或者是罪恶感、愧疚的时候，也会有这种好像抵挡的这种特质。
Sometimes we use distortion.
有时候我们用的是扭曲的方法。
Now, you know, when you see things that are distorted, they're out of shape.
当我们扭曲的时候呢，它就是已经不是真实的样子了。
You shape it to the way you want it to sound.
你把它扭曲到你想要有的那个方法。
Moses went up into the Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments.
当这个摩西到西乃山上去要接受十诫的时候，十条诫命的时候
，He was gone so long the people got weary.
那去的太久了，所以呢，下面等的人呢，已经等到倦了，厌倦了。
And they said, "We want a God that we can see and feel and touch."
以至于他们就要求说呢，我们要有一位我们可以摸得着、看得到的、感觉得到的一个神来带领我们。
Now, Aaron's brother was really in charge then and should have known better.
摩西的哥哥亚伦呢，他应该明白这个事实的。
And he told them to bring all of their gold, their earrings, their bracelets, their necklaces, bring the gold and he would do something.
他却叫这一群已经等得很厌烦的百姓说呢，把你们的金银各种宝物都拿来。
And so he got them together and melted them together and began to shape.
就把这些宝物呢，把这些金属的宝物呢，把它熔掉了，然后呢，来做一只形象。
And then it became a golden calf.
做出了一个金牛犊。
But when Moses came down, he was very angry.
当摩西下山的时候，很不高兴，很生气。
For they didn't serve idols; they served the true and living God.
因为他所带的百姓呢，不应该去拜这个自己造的偶像，应该是拜真实的神的。
And Moses wanted to know who did this.
摩西就想知道是谁的主意。
Now Aaron, instead of telling the truth, said that we got the gold. They gave me the gold. The people wanted this, and we threw it in the fire, and out came a golden calf.
亚伦呢，就扭曲的事实呢，他跟摩西说呢，他们把金银都带来了，然后我们放在火里面，他就自己成了一只金牛犊。
You see, Aaron distorted the truth.
所以亚伦在这里扭曲的事实。
He shaped it to help and benefit himself.
他把它稍微改了一下，好让他可以对他自己呢比较有益处。
He did etch it, which meant he carved it.
他把它雕琢过了。
But he's saying they threw the gold in and it just came out a golden calf.
他把它说成呢，金子、银子拿来之后呢，一融化完就自己成了一只牛犊。
So many times we distort the truth.
这个就是我们常常会扭曲事实的一个方法。
We shape it to fit what we want.
把它呢雕琢成我们要的样子。
So that the issue in our life is covered up by distortion.
好被这个扭曲的事实呢来掩饰掉。
Well, let's look at another one.
那我们来看另外一个。
I think one of the most, probably the one we know the most is excuses.
最通常我们知道的应该就是借口，找借口。
It's using the logic that may appear to be acceptable to avoid an issue.
用那种逻辑性、合理性的这种借口呢，来掩饰里面的问题。
You see, Adam thought that if he made an excuse to God, he could cover.
就像亚当第一个人，他就想说他找了一个借口就可以掩饰他的错误。
Aaron tried to excuse himself with his distortion.
亚伦也试着要找借口来掩饰他这种扭曲的事实。
So you try to in some way make an excuse that will be seeming plausible, but it's not true, and you cover up to avoid embarrassment maybe.
找借口来把自己所做的事情合理化，好掩饰自己里面的不好意思。
Then there are those who are judgmentalists.
也有一些是呢，非常的容易批评的。
You see, maybe you're judgmental and you feel yourself or try to make yourself feel that you're better than another so you can judge them.
有时候呢，你用那种批评别人来让自己觉得我可以批评，我有能力批评，好像我比别人好一点。
In the New Testament, the Pharisees were like that.
在新约时代呢，这些法利赛人就是这样。
One time a man came who was blind, who had been blind, but Jesus had healed him.
曾经有一个生来瞎眼的人被耶稣医治好了。
And this man, when they asked him who had done it, finally he found out and he said it was Jesus. Do you want to follow him?
当这个被医治好的人被质问的时候呢，就发现说是被耶稣医治的。他就对那群质问他的人说，难道你们问他是谁要去跟他吗？
Their answer to him was, you were altogether born in sin. Are you trying to teach us?
质问的人呢就对他说呢，你生来就犯罪而且就瞎眼了，你还要教我们呢？
You see, a judgmental person becomes that way many times to cover up their fears or their emotional pain. So they try to judge other people.
一个批判性的人呢，他们里面呢总是要掩饰他们的害怕或者是一些其他的伤害，所以呢他们就用批判来批判别人。
I guess another familiar one of covering up is lying.
那另外一种就是说谎欺骗。
It's something that we just cover up our whatever it is just by telling a lie.
不管怎么样就是用欺骗来掩盖这个事实。
There was a man named Abraham in the Bible.
有一个叫做亚伯拉罕的人，他是圣经里面的人物。
He had a beautiful wife.
有一个很漂亮的太太。
He was traveling from one place to another.
他在旅程当中。
And so when he went into this particular area, he was afraid of the king there.
当他需要到另一个地方去的时候呢，他很害怕那个地方的一个国王。
He was afraid that the king would kill him and take his wife.
那因为自己的妻子太漂亮，很怕这个国王会夺他的妻子，把他杀掉。
So he told the king that this was his sister.
他就对这个国王说呢，这是我的妹妹。
And the king did take her.
这个时候，这个国王就想要娶他的妹妹。
But that night he had a dream.
晚上呢，做了一个梦。
And God spoke to him and said, "That woman is a married woman."
神就让他知道，启示让他知道说呢，这个你要娶的这个人呢，已经是亚伯拉罕的太太了。
And it frightened the king, and he said, "But I have not touched her, so you will not, you'll not destroy us."
所以这个国王就对神说呢，我没有去动这个女人，所以呢，请你不要责罚我。
It was really Abraham's fault.
那事实上是亚伯拉罕的错误。
He told what we might call a half lie.
那他讲了一半谎言。
She really was his half sister.
那事实上她是他的，可以说是算是他的妹妹。
But also his wife.
但是也是妻子。
So you see, many times we try to cover up whatever it might be in our inside of us that's hurting with a lie.
有时候呢，我们要为了掩饰里面的一些伤害呢，害怕呢，我们就用谎话来掩饰。
We act out lies.
我们呢，到后来就用 圆谎来掩盖。
Trying to be something that we're not.
就去好像装作不是这样子。
And we're so very miserable.
那这样的话把我们搞得非常的糟糕。
There are so many ways that we try to avoid facing these issues.
有太多的方法让我们去掩饰我们里面的这些问题。
Sometimes we project. In other words, we put our feelings to someone else.
有时候是一种反射，把那种感觉呢，迁移到别的人身上了。
There are many statements that show just how we are trying to cover up.
有几个阶段可以让我们看出来我们是怎么样在掩饰自己的。
Sometimes we withdraw.
有时候我们会畏缩。
We'll say, leave me alone.
就讲说不要管我了。
Sometimes we just close the conversation. We don't want to face it.
我们不想去对话，去讲，我们想把它就是藏起来。
Those are the kind of people that said, I don't want to talk about it.
比如说呢，你就说我不谈了，不想谈了。
Sometimes we act as if it doesn't matter.
有时候我们就表现说好像我不在乎。
We imply that, well, it happened a long time ago, so it doesn't matter.
反正已经过去了，很久了，所以我不管了。
Sometimes, of course, we blame others, as we said before. They made me do it.
有时候我们就责怪说呢，是他们使我这样做的。
And as we said on about lying, we say, that's just a little white lie. There's nothing wrong with that.
当我们用谎言欺骗来掩饰的时候，我们就想说这是一个善意的一个谎言。
Sometimes we rationalize.
所以我们找借口把它合理化。
We say, well, that was only a one-time experience. We won't do that again.
反正只是一次而已，以后不会再这样了。
You know, sometimes we say things as if we're joking, but we mean it.
很多时候我们好像表现说我在开玩笑，可是真的心里就这样想的。
And then we say, it was just a joke.
跟对方讲说呢，我只是在开玩笑。
Yes, there are so many ways that we try to cover up our fears and our guilt and our emotional pain and our embarrassment.
有太多的方法来掩饰我们里面的害怕、伤痛，或者是我们的羞耻。
But it's a hard way to live.
这样的话，活起来很辛苦的。
You might say, well, how can I get over it?
或许你说，那我怎么办，怎么克服呢？
The first thing to do is to repent of it.
首先，我们要有懊悔的心。
That means that we're truly sorry. We want to get out of this.
意思是说呢，我真的觉得这样子很不好，所以呢，我想要改变了。
And we change our direction.
所以我们就改了我们的方向。
We don't use these things.
不再用这些掩饰了。
No blaming, no lying, no covering up.
不再责怪了，不再欺骗了，不再掩饰了。
That's a wonderful way to live.
这样的话，活起来就轻松多了。
And Jesus has offered this to every one of us.
耶稣把这种很轻松的生活提供给每一个人。
He can make us free and free indeed.
耶稣会让我们得到真正的自由。
He said, if we confess our sins,
他说呢，如果我们承认我们的错误，
He's faithful and just to clean us, to cleanse us.
如果我们承认我们的罪的话，他是那么的信实，他要洁净我们。
From all of our sins and these things that we try to cover up with.
所有我们的错，所有我们的罪，这些想要掩饰自己的呢，都会被主耶稣赦免跟洁净。
It's a wonderful gift he wants to give us.
这个是主要给我们最好的礼物。
As I often said, he wants to give us life, abundant life, and eternal life.
我常提醒你，他要给你生命，而且是丰盛的生命，甚至是永远的生命。
You don't have to use deception anymore.
不用再这样子来掩饰了。
You can just turn to Jesus.
就转向耶稣吧。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。